Over the world.
Here's the American way to start your day. Listeners are always interested. They not always agree with everything that goes on. That's all right. So it makes a horse race interesting. Don't always have a clear fix on what it is that we hold. I think you get pretty much the values that Roberta and Jennifer and I and Richie, who is off today, we have strong values, and we're happy to express them. You have strong values. You express yours. Help yourself. That's what it's all about. 800-510-8255. I'm very intrigued with the stories of all the Bin Laden wives.
Yeah, there's like a million of them.
Right. Amal Ahmed Abdel al-Sadah took a bullet for Osama. The question from those people who are interviewing her and some of the other wives, was it true love?
This
woman
arranged. It was an arranged marriage, right?
Yeah, well, but there's more to it than that. This woman told the AP, the Associated Press, that she was introduced to him in a very interesting way. The AP has pieced together a sense of what her life was like with the Bin Laden. She told her friends when she was younger that she wanted to go down in history.
Mm.
The family said it was unaware that she was not, she wasn't sure of who the man was that she was brought to in 1999 by her uncle. Uncle said, there's this guy named Bin Laden who's looking for a wife.
Oof.
And so the woman said, after she found out that he had money, after the woman found out that he had money, she accepted the engagement, never met him, flew to Afghanistan to meet him. She only saw him once before they married.
Oh, my gosh.
And by the way, the family only saw her once after that. She was with him on September 11th, and he told her the day before, on September 10th, that if she wanted to leave with her children, she could, the children that they'd had together. And apparently there were two of them. They had a baby in 9 months after they got married. And then just before September 11th, they had another baby. And she said, I will not leave as long as you're alive.
Hmm.
So how about them apples?
Nice supporter.
One of the wives. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, is it any different? If she married him for money. But then kind of bought into the act,
right?
If you will. But the reason that she accepted, evidently, some stories you hear out of these arranged marriages is that the women don't have a choice. You take it or you leave it.
Mm-hmm.
A family arranges it with a dowry, like the old days. And then there are those who, they can say yes or no. Okay, this guy wants to meet you, and if you like him, you can marry him. If you don't like him, you don't have to marry him. So she liked him. Looked at his bank account, 300 mil. What could be bad about this? Okay, I'm in. There you go. 10 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Friday at this time, we invite our friend Chef Louis DeAngelis to help us with cooking, to help us with recipes, to help us with food. And so today, we are going to talk about a member of the potato family. I would assume Louis... Maybe I shouldn't, because you know what that does. You have,
yes,
right, all those things assume brings around. The potato family is a nightshade.
Yes.
Right.
And tomatoes are nightshades.
Mm-hmm.
And what other, is this a fruit? Potatoes are a fruit, consider a fruit. So tomatoes are too, right?
Well, it took an act of Congress to call it a vegetable.
Right.
But anything that's seeded, of course, is a fruit.
Anything that has a seed, you plant a seed. And potatoes, you have to cut them up and plant them as if they were a seed.
Right, they're seed, and they actually call them seed potatoes.
Yeah.
You know, they're little small, rather than to cut them up, we have them in Florida, we have seed potatoes, which are real tiny, tiny ones.
Yeah, but don't you don't cut them up, you just put the little tiny potatoes?
Yeah, they're full of eyes.
Really?
They'll throw their roots out like crazy.
See, that's what I would.
Arctic grows good potatoes.
Megan used to object. Her job in the garden in the springtime was to cut the potatoes up and make sure they have eyes. And she never understood. Well, she did understand it after I explained it. But she started, she said, Dad, why do we have to keep an eye in the potato? Why do we have to cut it up and make sure there's at least one eye in every piece that we plant? I said, because those are the roots, and that's what makes them grow.
Because the eyes have it.
The eyes have it.
Oh.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, so you like eggplant as part of the potato family. Why do you like eggplant?
Well, you know, one of the things about eggplant, and there's a lot of interesting things about it, but one of the things is it's very low in saturated fat, low in sodium, basically no cholesterol. The only cholesterol it gets is how we cook it if we deep fry it.
Yeah.
But it's very dense in dietary fiber. It's got folate, potassium, manganese, vitamin C. The list goes on. It's very good when it comes to nutrients. And any of the places you go to online to look up eggplant, the one thing they always tell you, do not include too many eggplant in your diet if you're interested in weight gain. Like the extra, you know, the guys that want to build up and bulk up, because it will not let, you will not gain weight with eggplant. You can maintain great health.
I'm switching to an all eggplant diet right now.
Oh, you know, it's just full of fiber, and it fills you up awfully quick. And believe it or not, there is a male and a female eggplant.
And is the male for the male and the female for the female?
Well,
so should Jennifer not be eating male eggplants?
No, you know, and food scientists.
Well, wait a minute. Why did you have that nasty laugh there? What was that about?
It was just cute.
I know. I feel a little dirty.
Mm. Yeah, right. There it is again.
That's my normal laugh.
I
can't
it.
Help
uh-huh.
that. It's called belly laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I have plenty of belly left, so. But eggplant. And food scientists and agriculturalists are all, they're kind of split on this. They've always said, well, there's no such thing as a male plant and a female plant when it comes to eggplant.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, when you're growing eggplants, if you want to pollinate them, it takes the pollen from a male plant and a female plant to get together to start a plant, to start to blossom. And when you're picking eggplants, the best thing to do is look for the ones that don't have the long, thin top, you know, where the blossom stem is.
Mm-hmm.
You want one that's more rounded with what we call an outie. You know the difference like with a belly button?
The innie and the
outie.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Innie would be an irregular shaped innie where the stem is, and that's mm-hmm. a female eggplant. Now, why do we not want a female eggplant? Well, number one, they're more bitter, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, they have seeds, where the male plants, if any, might have a few seeds in them, but the males are more meaty. So as a chef, and I'm picking my eggplant, besides tapping it to hear if it's got a nice hollow sound, I'm looking for male eggplants because I don't want a lot of seeds in mine.
All right, so again, how do you tell by looking at them whether it's a male or a female?
Well, the male plant, the more desirable plant, is the one that's more rounded at the stem side, okay,
uh-huh.
where the blossom side, we call it.
Spoken like a
not
tree.
A long, right. thin blossom tube to it. You want a nice round one with a nice round area around where that blossom leaf is.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the male plant.
All right. The male plant. This is really kind of weird, actually.
It is. It's so many people argue about this. Scientists all the time are still fighting over it. But
yeah.
But I could pick out a male plant. I could put me loose in a grocery store, and I'll come back with nothing but males. Open them
really?
Up. Very little seeds, and it's a better plant.
Hmm. All right, this is an idea.
I've never heard that about you before.
Yeah, turn Louie loose in the supermarket. Yeah. Louie and
you haven't been to the post office to see my poster lately.
That's I would like to
that's
have
right.
Louie and Phil would be an interesting pair in a supermarket. Louie DeAngelis, who's our chef, and Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru. The two of those guys together in a supermarket. That would make it good for at least one good television show.
I get to ride in the cart.
Together. Chef Louie, we're talking about eggplant. We'll come up with some recipes that are kind of cool in a matter of moments and some other new ideas through the balance of the hour. 15 past the hour. Are you the type of person who's easily impressed? I am oftentimes fairly easily impressed. And when the folks from Body Bio Report came and said, here's an idea we'd like you to try. We'd like to have your blood test so that we can analyze it. And I've sent my blood work there so they can analyze it, so they can tell me what I should be eating. Yes, vitamins, minerals, supplement, diet, all of these things to help me be a better and healthier person. Better in terms of, yeah, I want to feel my best. You do. And what you eat predicates how you feel. Eat good things, you'll feel well. Eat bad things, you'll feel terribly. BioBodyReport.com, BioBodyReport.com can tell you exactly which vitamins you need. This is something that's pretty much guaranteed. If you're taking supplements, there are some you don't need. Without guidance, there's no way you know whether you're getting things you need or whether you're missing things unless you have Body Bio Report. They'll take your blood work. They'll initiate, if you'd like to have them initiated, get a blood report, send it to them, and they can give you the bio report. It's bodybioreport.com. Log on to it, BODYBIOReport.com. Don't you want to be as healthy as you possibly can be? Don't you want to get off the prescription drugs? Of course you do. BodyBioReport.com.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brand Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all Iams cat food in 16 to 20 pound bags and get 2 3-ounce cans of Iams cat food free with in-store coupon. No matter what life stage or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your cat. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
Gas prices. Can't explain them. Can't predict them. But you can beat them. Just head to the Count on Chevy event for one of 9 models over an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway. See? Saving on gas is that simple. Just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer. And you can count on that.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has 2 powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
May is Fibromyalgia Awareness Month. During this time, the spotlight shines on fibromyalgia, a condition marked by chronic widespread pain, decreased physical function, and other symptoms. There's a good chance that you know someone with fibromyalgia, since up to 12 million Americans have the condition. Nearly 90% of them are women. Fibromyalgia expert Dr. Beth Hodges addresses the impact of this condition on a woman's life.
Every day can bring challenges to women who are trying to manage their fibromyalgia while balancing tremendous responsibilities like careers, household, and children. Fortunately, fibromyalgia is a manageable condition. Many patients adopt lifestyle changes to improve their symptoms, such as low-impact exercise, better sleep habits, and a balanced diet. FDA-approved medications are also available to relieve symptoms. Talk to your doctor if you suspect you have fibromyalgia so you can learn more about the condition and find the right treatment plan.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com. This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories, Inc.
All right, before we leave eggplant, what's a great recipe that you have found successful and you love to eat it, cook it yourself? Delicious eggplant recipes, Louis.
Well, the reason why I brought up eggplant was because a good friend of mine last week has a Romanian mother, and she handed down an old recipe called patrasel, and I've never had it. It was just so simple. I said, I got to share this.
What is patrasel?
You take an eggplant, poke some holes in it, put it under the broiler about 6 inches away for 15 minutes on one side, 15 minutes on the other side. You want to char the outside, but you want to cook the inside soft. You take it, you split it once it's cooked, scrape all of the meat out of it, put it aside in a bowl in the refrigerator and let it cool. Once it's cooled down enough, you chop it up. It almost becomes like a mush consistency. And you add to it for an average-sized eggplant, 6 cloves of fresh chopped garlic, 2 tomatoes cubed up fresh, and a half an onion. A little salt and pepper, and that's it. It's there all you do to it. But it's the most amazing. You can use it as a side dish.
Yeah. Good idea. Wonderful. Cool. Eggplant. For those of you who like something good, it isn't going to help you gain weight. It'll help you lose. 21 after on Good Day.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I did get approached once, and I've told that story on the air, by a group of men. The guy who was the program director was gay. I didn't know it. I went over to, he said, come on over and join some of my friends for dinner. And I sat around this table with eight guys, round table, in this gay bar. I didn't even know it was a gay bar.
Hello.
The guy next to me put his hand on my leg. Yeah, I'm not afraid because I have had a digital rectal exam, and I'm not interested.
Why can't you just hang out with guys, you know? Just live with someone of your own sex. Just do what you would do with women, but with your buddy, you know? Why don't guys just do that?
They do. It's called being gay.
Oh, that's what gay is? Oh, yeah, I could totally get into that.
Nice. Let's step into gay.
Friday the 13th. You'll notice I've stayed away from that all day because it's so easy, it's so silly, it's so predictable.
It's all over Twitter.
Why? Why? What is there about it?
Friday the 13th.
Okay, so what?
Aren't you scared, Doug?
Oh, yeah, I'm terribly scared. Yeah,
you did
terrified.
Say today was a weird news kind of day, so
I'm
maybe
not,
that's
well, it was a weird. It's a weird day in lots of different ways. But it's not because it's Friday the 13th. It's because the moon is about to become full. So there you go. Richard Sawitz was the harmonica player in the Jay Giles Band, and thus we celebrate his 66th birthday today. Happy birthday from the Good Day Gang. This is one of the big songs, obviously, from Jay Giles' Centerfold. Happy birthday to Harvey Keitel, who's been in lots of great movies. I wonder how he'd be in a show like Two and a Half Men. Everybody's talking about movie stars going into
it. That would be a fun one.
Yeah, it would be kind of. Santa Berger, very sensuous actress, is having her birthday today. Born in the state 1941, so she is 70 today. Happy birthday also to Pete Overend Watts, bass player for Mott the Hoople. All the Young Dudes, Ballad of Mott, all the way to Memphis. This guy is a weird guy, and Mott the Hoople is a weird group. Just weird. All right, let's see. Stevie Wonder's birthday is today. Nothing weird about him. How many different songs of his can you name? Good Lord. List as long as your arm, or as long as his hair, as far as that's concerned. But he supposed does his hair. Can't do it himself.
No. That's a good question.
Thank you. I thought it was. Try asked it. Paul Thompson, the drummer for Roxy Music. It's a good pop song. Virginia Plain. Let's see here. And Every Dream, a Heartache. Out of the Blue, another one of the songs that they're responsible for. Happy birthday to him. Larry White, 46, day country singer.
Country,
you know,
singer,
who is?
Yeah.
What do you know about her?
Not, you know, she hasn't had a hit in a while, but she used to be big during the 90s.
Yeah. Nice voice. I like the way she's at. Uncomplicated and not a lot of yelling and screaming going on. That's what I like in music. Kind of like Hootie and the Blowfish. I like Darius Rucker. 45 today. This is one of those groups that had significant, big, strong impact almost immediately upon coming on the scene. Right? You remember?
Yeah.
And everybody confused me. I think they're a Boston group. People confuse them with Marty Mark or Marky Monty or whatever. Marky Mark? Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I thought so. I might have just said they're Rutgers from South Carolina.
Now.
Why did I think they were from New England, Michael?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Dennis Rodman's birthday is today. Born in the state 1961. And let's see, who else do we got here? Michael Madden, bass player with Maroon 5. 32 today. Happy birthday to him. And Hunter Parrish, who is Silas in Weeds.
Little boxes.
What is Weeds? What was that?
Weeds is that show on cable, but with Mary Louise Parker.
Really?
The neighborhood drug dealer.
Oh, I see. All right, sounds fascinating. All right.
Yeah.
We'll put the birthday list away. It's 28 after on Good Day.
The inner half, the outer half, and the area under the kneecap.
A partial knee replacement is when only one of those areas is really worn out with arthritis.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Dr. Jeffrey Geller, Associate Chief of Hip and Knee Replacement at New York Presbyterian Columbia University.
A full knee replacement is done for arthritis that has gone all throughout the knee, meaning the cartilage all throughout the knee has worn out. I give my patients both options because people do different things for different reasons, meaning somebody's a little bit older, they don't want to risk ever really needing knee surgery ever again. Maybe it's a little bit better to do a full knee replacement, whereas somebody's a bit on the younger side, sometimes it's beneficial to retain more of your natural bone and anatomy so that if you do need a full knee replacement in 15, 20 years, there's a little bit more bone to work with.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet, coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 Counts for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave.
Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, springtime is here. Matter of fact, you know, we're halfway through spring. This weekend marks the halfway point.
Oh, my goodness.
In the spring season. Summertime, June 21st. And so you count backwards and forwards. Grass getting is long and being cut. Smells wonderful. The great fragrances of spring. Lilacs among them. It's my favorite fragrance, actually. Lilac. I'm looking out the window now. I want to cut all the lilacs off of the trees and bring them in the house so they just fill the house with that wonderful aroma. And one of the great things that happens at this time of year is you begin experimenting. There's something, you know, the winter time doesn't really give you cause to start new things or to find new things, but there's something about springtime, rebirth, and with that rebirth comes new ideas. So Chef Louis is here. I was looking. Actually, I like ideas, and one of the things that I wanted to lay on you, the new things that replace old things, like everybody grew up on meatloaf.
Oh, yeah.
Don't have meatloaf anymore.
Oh, I still make meatloaf.
Barley.
Do you make turkey or regular meatloaf?
Sometimes I make a three-meat meatloaf. I do veal, turkey, and and a little bit of beef, or I'll vary it. You know,
have you ever made a barley loaf with legumes? Instead of with meat?
A barley loaf.
Barley loaf.
Legumes. No.
You ever make one of those, Louis?
No, but I do use barley a lot.
How do you use it, and what's it good for?
Beef and barley soup. The best.
Oh, yes, the best in the world.
So barley,
especially
now,
when you got a cold.
There are those who are using barley instead of meat for a meat-type loaf, the veggie style. The vegans love this sort of thing because they want to. It's funny. People who don't want to eat meat want to eat stuff that looks like meat. You notice that? We're not going to eat that meat, but we want to have something that looks like it, smells like it, tastes like it. We just don't want to eat it. It's bad. But if you know, you've noticed that, right?
Oh, when I'm in, you know, there's moods that I want nothing but veggies on my plate. I don't want to shape them into a tofu turkey. I don't want to have a burger made of veggies. I want the vegetables, and I want each vegetable to stand on its own. When you mix them together, that's what bothers me. You know, when you mix them together and make a veggie burger, you're really missing out on all the unique, different flavors.
Yeah, and it's not very, veggie burgers are not very flavorful. I went into last night, I was coming back from my farm, which is, I have a farm about 40 miles from here in a town called Dudley, so I was out there doing some work. I know, it's shocking. Dudley has a farm in Dudley.
Weird.
Yeah, it is weird. So I'm coming back, and I'm just hungry. And I want to stop and get something, but I don't want to stop at, I don't stop at the fast food. I wanted to have some kind of fish. So, of course, when I came upon the Outback Steakhouse, the first thing I thought about was fish. I pulled into the parking lot. It was about 9:30 last night.
By yourself?
I was, well, Charlotte and me. So I go into the restaurant just because I figure I can get a bowl of soup or something. And they had crab cakes on the menu. So I decided, you know, first of all, this is bad for me. I'm not good at these, this like Olive Garden and all these other places. I just don't like them. Because they treat you like you're in a real restaurant, and you aren't. You're in a, it's a, you know, whatever it is, it isn't a real restaurant. So they try to give you the pleasure of the ambiance by sitting around looking at the phony plastic wood tables and whatever else is going on at the bar. So it takes them 5-6 minutes to get to me. I came in, I said to the waitress, could you please send over a waiter quickly because I'm in a hurry. I just want to get something quick to eat and leave. No, 5 minutes later, she hasn't come. So she finally shows up and says, what can I get you to drink? I said, here's what I'd like to eat. Oh, but I want to get you something to drink first. No, I would like you to give me...
She wasn't ready.
No, but I gave her the order, and she said, you don't want steak with that? I said, because everything comes with steak. I said, no, all I want are a couple of crab cakes and some veggies. What do you have for veggies? Oh, I've got a mixed veggie plate. Good. Give me the veggies, give me the crab cakes, and...
Done.
That's all I want. Okay, so... she brings me a cup of chowder, which was for the guy at the next table, but it smelled good, so I decided I'd eat it. She didn't even know which table she was waiting on. Me, I don't know what happened to the guy behind me. I heard him order clam chowder. I didn't. She gave it to me. I ate it. And she didn't charge me for it either. So anyway, there's a long story to sort of tell make a lesson out of this. So I had she finally brought the crab cakes out, and with the veggies were string beans. And the string beans were actually wonderful. The crab cake was wonderful. For the Outback Steakhouse, I was very pleasantly surprised. I had two things. I had the cup of chowder. I had the beans.
Chowder.
And the crab cake. That was that. That's all I had. She didn't bring me a napkin. She brought me no utensils.
Good Lord.
And she didn't bring me anything to drink until I was 3/4 of the way through the meal.
It's a bad waitress.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I ate the string beans with my fingers. I used the spoon.
Wait a minute. Don't you know, when that happens to me in a restaurant, I just go up and go to the waitress station and get my own silverware.
No, I didn't know I was going to do that.
I do that all the time.
No.
If I have to wait too long for a cup of coffee, I get up, I get the coffee pot, and I get my own coffee.
No.
I don't sit there and wait.
From the guy you stole the chowder from.
Not doing that. give me your soup spoon. So, anyway... I finished the meal, and I haven't had no utensils whatsoever, and no napkin. So I said to her when she came over to ask me how everything was, I said, well, the food's fine. I don't have a fork, as you'll notice. I ate my crab cake with my spoon. I'm sticking the last green bean in my mouth with my fingers. I said, I ate my green beans with my fingers, and I don't have a napkin. She looked at me and said, oh, like she was shocked.
Oh,
so
geez.
I'm figuring, and I said, all I'd like now, please, is a check. So I'm figuring she's going to go away right away, bring me back the check. Nope. She doesn't come back with a check. She doesn't, as I'm getting up from the table, 5, 6 minutes later, she brings me a napkin and the utensils. Now, I'm getting up to leave, and she brings me the napkin and the utensils, and then acts surprised when I don't want to. She said, I'll be right back to get the bill. And I had, she left it, so I brought it up to the front table, and I just said, would you please cash me out? And I left her a $1 tip.
Wow, that was it?
That was it.
And, I wouldn't have left her any tip at all.
Well, it was only $15. The whole thing was $15. But
I
would
have left her a tip, so I'd get out of the business.
Yeah. Change careers fast.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You just didn't go up and get yourself a fork, Doug. I mean, be more proactive than sitting there eating your food with your
fingers.
Why wouldn't you even reach
because
behind
I didn't
to
want
an empty
to.
Table and get a fork?
I didn't want to. I
Why?
Just
the fork
because
from
I
the guy that had the chowder. He didn't need it.
I'd rather suffer and not be in silence.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So anyway, that's my eating dinner last night.
Okay.
That's okay, right? Exactly. It's
no
all right.
Problem.
You don't like my mother? Right? What's the matter with my soup?
You'd be like Eeyore.
Yeah.
That's all right.
All right, let's talk about coupons. There's a trend with some supermarket chains, and apparently Publix is one of them, that when they say we'll match all of our competitors' coupons, you bring them in and we'll honor them. There's a new twist on that, Louis, yeah?
Yeah, well, it's up to them to decide whether or not the store from which you bring the coupon, if it's a competitor of theirs or not. And they're the judge. So if you bring one to a discount chain, and the cashier is obliged to call the manager over, and he looks at it and says, oh, they're not our competition, and they won't honor it.
So what's the point of advertising that? I mean, what does it do? You go through that once, and you won't come back again.
Yeah, well, and they've changed a lot of theirs. If you have a coupon that's worth $5 or more,
yeah,
the line stops. They
really?
Call the manager over, and he has to look at it and approve the use of it.
Really?
Which puts you on the spot. It's like, you know, walking into a bar, and all of a sudden the music all stops, and everybody's staring at you. That's what it feels like when you shop there anymore.
Yeah. Well, so you don't go there. What are the other choices? Albertsons? A lot of good supermarket chains.
Well, you've got
in the South.
Sweet Bay, you've got Winn-Dixie, you've got a lot of good chains, but yeah. It's up once again. Publix has that attitude. That
doesn't Publix belong? Publix is not owned by an American company, I don't think, is it anymore?
It's owned by the employees.
Oh, it is an employee owned.
It's an employee
so
owned. They're out of Lakeland.
They get it.
Yeah, you think they'd get it?
You would think they'd get it.
You know what happens? Just like in any business, though, in the food business, is really just a microcosm of the entire economic situation we're in. That. What they do to, you know, it's the old, I'm going to save my way to a profit routine.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And restaurants do it all the time. Portions get smaller, dishes get bigger, service gets worse because they hire inefficient people working. Because the owner wants the exact same or better profit than he made the year before,
yeah.
And it's going to be at everyone's expense.
I wish I could do that with my business. Sorry.
Well, right. you run a quality business.
Yeah.
And there's a difference with that. It means something to you.
At a price.
I like to know how many people in a restaurant business couldn't even tell you the difference between an eggplant and a potato. They
no.
don't know.
They don't.
They're in it for the money.
Nope. All right. So here's the final reference to the foods that we love. Changing your diet and your food for the better. Somebody just sent me an email with the sweet potato black bean chili recipe. This is down the same path that we were talking about before. Something would be good, a crowd pleaser, if you will, that doesn't have any meat in it.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you don't have to have meat in a dish, I mean, to make it.
I never thought about sweet potatoes and black beans before together. And you know, but that's somebody's got some. Why wouldn't you put anything together? Any number of things together. It's just your imagination.
You're the king of putting things together.
I am. But with Louis, by the way, Louis makes his money by fixing restaurants. Are you going? You look at people's. How do you come up with ideas though for changing things on the menu? Coming up with ideas like in this circumstance, this person says, "How about black bean and sweet potato chili?"
Well, the very first thing I do is I have to spend a couple of days, and I want to see the clientele.
Mm-hmm.
And I go around table, talking to people. I want to see what kind of people that you are going to be serving, because that's going to tell you which direction you're going to head. Then once you have an idea of the type of clientele you have, you can go online, you can go into many different resources for different trending polls to see what that certain type of clientele prefers.
Yeah.
And that's how you decide what it is. Then from there, you have to look at the economics of it. You want to look at what price point you want to keep the restaurant at or what the owners want to keep it at, what profit level they want to. You know, most often, a little secret is they figure a dish pretty much in their head. They'll say, well, this dish is going to end up costing us $2 to serve. And they multiply times 4. And that should be an $8 dish.
Yeah.
And that's how they do it.
Yeah.
25% goes to the house, 25% goes to overhead, 25% goes to the actual food itself, and 25% goes to the servers and cleanup.
Like the if you're building houses, you're a developer, it's 33% for the land, 33% for the house, and 33% in your pocket.
Yeah. Just about. They do it by the foot. They do it by the square foot nowadays.
Yep.
$80 a square foot, and it should take care of me. And a restaurant's the same way. You look at the square footage of a restaurant at each table. You got to look at a restaurant kind of like a mall. each table is a little store in that mall, and each table owes you rent on a daily basis. Yeah. And you have to figure out how to make it turn for you.
Yeah.
That's an interesting way to look at it.
It is. Yeah. Fascinating. Chef Louis, always fascinating. We wish you a dark chocolate weekend, Louis.
Yum.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll make sure of that.
Yeah, good for you. Hey, Chef Louis DeAngelis here on Good Day. 14 before the hour. You know, Jennifer, it's been days since I talked about my prostate. Those people.
You know, and I've been waiting.
What a pickup line, Doug.
Yeah,
that is the number one pickup line. You know, sweetheart, it's been days.
Been days.
About my prostate.
Days since we talked about the prostate.
Ooh.
The Prostate Cancer Foundation has been doing studies of normal development and function of the prostate. It's in a place that's easily accessible if it needs to be worked on or it needs to be checked out. I'm looking at this description of... The reason that we talk about prostate seriously is because we don't want you to get to BPH, which is benign prostatic hyperplasia, which is prostatitis, in another word, prostate cancer. Bad. So many men, as they get older, and I think the thought is, conventional wisdom is, the older you live, the more you have the opportunity to get this. Not if you've taken care of your prostate through your life. And the way to do that is with a product called Super Beta Prostate. It feeds the prostate, keeps it healthy, keeps your urine flow healthy. Make sure that with a healthy urine flow, you also don't have to get up in the middle of the night. You have better sleeping habits. Affects intimacy in that you are able to make love and everything functions fine. That's what you have at stake. You have an unhealthy prostate. You've got an unhealthy life, and you don't want that. What you don't want is to have problems, and this is a way to feed and fix the problems. You don't need a prescription. You just need to call 800-607-7078, 800-607-7078. For Super Beta Prostate, call now for a free bottle. Try it out. New customers, they want them. They'll help you with Beta Prostate. 800-607-7078. For all the reasons that I've talked about forever, I'm pleased and proud of mine, and you should be pleased and proud of yours. Yeah, right. One free bottle per family at 800-607-7078. You're going to ask for Beta Prostate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know your blood is like a fingerprint? It's unique to every individual. Locked inside of your blood are the answers to your specific nutritional needs. Dr. Ken and I have found Body Bio, a company that has the key to unlocking the mysteries of your blood.
Doug, the Body Bio Report is an evidence-based, safe and natural way toward better health. Why go and guess what vitamins and supplements you need? This is a way to take what you specifically need in terms of nutritional supplements and get better health.
All right, BodyBioReport.com is the website. Purchase a blood test. Body Bio will send you a form. You take it to the nearest lab or your doctor's office. In a few days, you'll know what you should be taking in terms of vitamins and minerals and supplements. It's evidence-based, as Ken said. Go online to BodyBioReport.com. Get on the right nutrient road today, and you could possibly eliminate the need for prescription drugs tomorrow. BodyBioReport.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, people everywhere who are interested in talk, yakety yak, don't talk back.
Don't
we
talk
like
back.
It. Yeah, no, you should be talking back. The biggest gossip item of the week is the separation of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver.
Huge.
They both say they love each other. So why would they get A divorce
That's
or a separation.
That's why everybody gets divorced.
Right, because they love each other. We really love right. each other, but we can't stand being with each other.
We can't live together anymore.
We don't like each other. 51 after on Good Day.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Flooding from the mighty Mississippi, the tension mounts as the river rises. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The situation with the Morganza Spillway in Louisiana remains unchanged so far as the water from the Mississippi continues to rise.
Bottom line is this. We still don't have any kind of decision or notification from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. We're not waiting for that. We're telling our people to prepare for the worst.
That's Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is awaiting the go-ahead from the president of the Mississippi River Commission before scheduling the opening of the Morganza. That decision is believed to be imminent. If it happens, it would lessen the flood threat in New Orleans and Baton Rouge, but would also flood 3 million acres. Governor Jindal says there are still concerns about the integrity of levees in the New Orleans area.
They've identified over 100 hot spots just in the New Orleans district alone, but to put that in perspective, that's not an unusually high number for this time of the year, historically speaking, but they are watching them much, much more closely.
New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu had this to say about the levees as the Mississippi rises to within a foot of overtopping them.
The levees that have been inspected on a regular basis for some time now, they are all holding, and we expect them to do so.
And yet another negative effect of what's happening along the Mississippi. The AAA's Don Redman says gas prices in Louisiana are being pushed higher due to industry concerns about flooding.
The market's just a little nervous about the impact or the potential impact the Mississippi River is going to have on the refining process in Louisiana.
Redman says with more than a dozen refineries under the gun for possible flooding, speculation is causing prices to rise despite a good supply of gasoline and lower demand. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have AS
ASE certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
Through May 14th, save $60 on BF Goodrich tires with the purchase of four. Special financing available. Plus, go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
On Wall Street, stocks ended higher yesterday. The Dow up 66 points to 12,696. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Oil prices increased 76 cents a barrel, finishing at $98.97. Members of Congress are coming forward after getting a look at something that we, the public, may never see. Photos of a dead Osama bin Laden. Here's Republican Florida Congressman Tom Rooney.
You could tell just by looking at the picture, it was bin Laden. They were pretty gory, though. I mean, you know, half his head was blown off.
Congressman Rooney says there were about 10 images of bin Laden with digital comparisons of a living bin Laden. As you well know, President Obama has decided not to release the bin Laden photos. Meanwhile, the three wives of Osama bin Laden are described as having been hostile during interviews with U.S. intelligence. Officials say the interviews did not give them very much new information, but they do stress it is still early in the investigation. Names in the news include Tiger Woods, who is out of the Tournament Players Championship in Florida. He shot a 42 on the front nine in the very first round and then had to pull out, citing Achilles and knee problems.
It's hard to put much pressure on it right now, so just a bit of a struggle.
Tiger, still winless on the PGA Tour since all his personal life troubles surfaced in late 2009. And finally, check the calendar. Or maybe you shouldn't, not if you're superstitious. Today happens to be Friday the 13th. This is the theme to the original Friday the 13th movie. For some, it's the unluckiest of days, but a woman named Corydwyn Fallingstar, that's her name, she's a modern-day witch, she says there's nothing to fear today.
If they understand where it comes from, that it actually comes from a very conscious rejection of sexuality, and specifically of female sexuality, then I think that would reassure most people that there's actually nothing wrong with the day itself.
No idea what she's talking about. What does this witch suggest we do today?
You could go and practice it to, you know, in the traditional way of going off and having a great romantic connection with your sweetheart if you have one, and if you don't have one, it might be a good day to go looking.
Okay, but I'll need permission from my wife. I'm David Weiss. And that's the news that matters.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply. We'll be right back.